Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
All right, two notes. We are, after we get done, I've got an update for you on a major sports story. Then we're going to do our Derby draft, and then we're probably going to get right into the Pistons the rest of the show. Because here's the deal, and if you want to line up, you can. You're winning tonight. We open the show with it. You can go Odyssey.com Rewind if you want that right now. We're going to get back into it. And if I'm being overconfident, you can tell me why. But I want to provide an update. Because I look, I admit it. If you are a fan of sports, or you do a show like we do, you're going to get swallowed up by kind of narratives at one point or another in your career. And you go along with something, and only in the post-haste do you realize, damn, I should have thought clearer. Now, I've gotten better at that in my 40s than in my 30s, and certainly my 20s, where I was a complete maniac. The point I make is,
but I was on... would have never got make plays.
Truth. But I was on top of this one as a free thinker from the start, and I just like bringing it up, not to do I told you so, but to ask people, is it fair to rethink what you've been thinking for the better part of 3 months? And it was this idea that Nico Harrison is now a brainless, lobotomized moron who should be launched into space and never retrieved because he traded Luka Doncic. And before you yell at me and go, oh, what, you're bringing it up because they lost? No, I want to remind people of something. A, I actually watched the series where calling Luka a construction barrel on defense would be an insult to MDOT and all of their construction barrels. Luka is out of shape. Let me show you my surprise face. Meanwhile, LeBron James, in his 22nd NBA season, is attempting to put the team on his back at both ends of the floor. Luka's lost 8 of his last 10 games in the playoffs and has been morbid. Whether he's not trying or can't try on defense. So why would I bring this up today? Did you hear what J.J. Redick had to say? Yeah. This is the best unnamed chair drop in history. Certain players are not in championship shape. We need to get in championship shape. You may as well have had
looking
him
at you, Luka.
Holding up a pitch, a framed 8x10 of Luka.
Not going to say any names, Luka.
Now, I will concede the Mavericks should have shopped. But if they wanted AD as the centerpiece, the point I'm making is, can we please stop acting like Nico Harrison traded Michael Jordan and his work habits? They simply didn't want to pay Luka $500 million into his 30s when he looks like more like a guy headed to bowling league on a Tuesday than a high-end NBA player.
Because it looks like the Mavs got fleeced, and, oh, you didn't try, and Luka, you know, he's going to be a Hall of Fame player, and you traded him to, of all teams, Mike, the Lakers? You just handed them the title, because that's what everybody was saying when the deal went down, and we got, you know, AD, who's always hurt. And I'm like, well, he's, ironically enough, he did get hurt, but I'm like, he's not always hurt, even though he did get hurt. But it was a point that at when I heard the news, it had me scratching my head like, really, you traded him? But when you did a little bit of digging, you understand why. And I think that most people didn't go past the surface of, well, you saw the Stephen A. screaming on TV, and it's just like, well, they must have got fleeced. And then you see the fans saying, fire him.
But
it's
that's like, my problem with the Stephen A. type stuff. And look, I love the passion, and I love big opinions. And I think you kind of owe it to your audience to, A, watch and have an opinion. I don't think it's good to go on the air and be like, hey, what did y'all think? No, but it's like, Stephen A's covered the league for 30 years. There are so many intelligent basketball people. It was like what happened with Shedeur Sanders. They all got lobotomized. And you're sitting here and going, dude, you know better. You damn well know why the Mavericks did this. And you know Luka's no saint. And it's like everyone just went along with it. And it was like when they did this funeral for Shedeur all weekend. It was like Mel Kiper's psychological break. And everyone just went along with it. And it's like, would anyone stand up and just be like, hi, me in the back.
I think a lot of the meltdown, Mike, is being right. So it was when the Lakers got him, oh, you just handed the Lakers a title. You just prolonged LeBron's career.
Cutscene, out in the first round.
Right.
And again.
And they were the three.
Correct.
they had home field.
Luka was dreadful. So now the Lakers. You and again, if Luka locks in and goes Rocky in Russia, Rocky IV montage, gets in shape, gets serious, sure, the Mavericks could end up looking really, really bad. But nobody knows the player better than the team who has the player.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's pretty clear. And now, all the hot takes of the last 90 days. Look, I'm not telling you Nico Harrison is going to recover from this, because in this world today, it's like you make one mistake and they want to end you. Mm-hmm. Nico Harrison built a really good roster. If you look at those players and they're healthy, that's the number two or three team in the West. Can you say that about the Lakers? Long term?
No.
So I wanted to bring it up because the finality of it, but when Redick hit Luka with a bus, that was pretty good stuff. David, ticket text, and if you want to make fun of the take, I said it 3 months ago, I'll say it today, please feel free. I just thought it was pretty funny. No, also, F the Lakers.
There is no need to make fun of that take. Luka looks bad. In fact, I have your stat of the day. And the stat of the day is the Lakers' defensive rating with Luka Doncic on the floor in that series.
I saw this.
Was 120.41. That would have ranked dead last in the NBA in the regular season.
When he's off the floor, it goes to 107.
Yes.
A 15-point per 48-minute differential when Luka's just dead versus on the floor defensively.
So he's reaching Javi Baez, old Javi status.
Javier Baez?
No. Javier Baez is who's playing now.
There was a play last night, and there's a video on X of him, you know, not covering his man. Guy goes right by for a layup, and then he looks at his teammates like, oh, what happened? They're looking at him like, what do you mean what happened? You didn't move your feet. The guy went right by you.
That's your guy.
That's your guy.
I have my guy. He's right here. I'm covering him.
It's pathetic. It's really bad. And then he gets hurt. Why does he get hurt? Because he's not in shape.
Well, see, this is where I wonder, at being with the Lakers, and maybe LeBron becomes that type of guy and says, Luka, pack your bags. You're coming to live with me for a month. We got to work on this. Because LeBron, yeah, say what you want about LeBron. David spends a ton of money on his body to make sure that he's in the best shape. He's out there at 40 playing better than a lot of people half his age. So he does. So this is one where I would be impressed if LeBron said, if you're going to be here while I'm a Laker, you got to step up. You got to do this. We're working out together.
Also, for Piston fans, just a quick note, just something I've been saying. It's kind of getting reaffirmed. If you don't trust me, which is fine, you can trust this person, Shams Charania. I've been telling you, if you're a Piston fan, why this is such a big summer for the Pistons and why the East power structure is changing quickly. And I've been telling you, look, the Celtics are not going to stay together. And it goes deeper than just Wick Grosbeck needing to sell or they were going to go broke. They're in the second apron. So Shams Charania, quote, today, this is just now today. Quote, the rest of the league is bracing for the Celtics to be exploring trade options this offseason. Like, they have to get under the apron. They're staring down the barrel. I think it's a $350 million tax bill. So, better win the title. And then, yeah, you're going to have to retool.
What are you getting rid of?
Probably Jaylen Brown. That'd be my guess. You're not getting rid of Tatum. I mean, Tatum's right now, if Tatum wins a championship, he's already in the Hall of Fame. And he's already top 10 all-time in scoring under the age of 28. You keep it Tatum, but I think everything else is in play. Now, listen, if you hold on to Brown, it means you'd have to have somebody for KP or somebody for, you know, Al Horford's dead body or whatever it is.
So basically, if you keep rid of, if you keep Brown and Tatum, you become the Suns, where it's kind just of, a bunch of guys, hot dog yeah, vendors.
My point is for Piston fans.
Would you go after Brown here?
I love JB. So, but he's not good enough to come to Detroit. Don't you know how this game works?
You know what?
He's not Lou Alcindor.
Remind me, I'm going to shake your hand in commercial break. Because, silly me. I did bring up a name, and I could just see the people already typing ticket text.
I don't like his box fade. Okay, I quit.
We could do better than him.
I think JB is fabulous. I think he's woefully underappreciated. He's done an unbelievable job. I love him, but... yeah, it's probably the way it would go. Remember when I said to you, like, hey, before the draft?
Yeah.
JB, Pritchard, 3 first-round picks, whoever gets Cooper Flagg.
It's tempting, but...
That's a Red Auerbach move right there.
No, Mike, it's very tempting, but I think whatever GM does that, you're going to be Nico.
Exactly.
Where all of a sudden, you gave away Cooper Flagg, but look what we got. It doesn't matter.
You're stupid with two O's.
Fire whoever.
248-539-9797.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.